Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Well, we thank God for this morning.
thank God that he thought we was worth saving. We was worth keeping. We was worth him sacrificing that he could allow mankind to come back to him. Thank you, Lord, for making a way. Again, we thank the Lord continually over and over. We can't thank him enough for what he has done for us, or how he has brought us, how he has taught us, how he has continually. One thing I love about it, he continually over and over make a way for us. He gives us warning. That's love, that we won't stray too far. It gives us time and space to repent, that we may have a walk with him, that we may come to know him. That's wonderful. He's done it all for us, so man don't have a excuse. So we thank the Lord how he let us come into the knowledge of, to know him better, to know him closer, to know him even intimately. So thankful to God how he allowed experiences with him, with man, his spirit, to allow us to take journeys with him, as he did for so beautifully. If you was on yesterday, you heard Brother Randy talk about experience God a blessing to have. We thank the Lord for that. I know what he's talking about a bit. I've been there, been on that road, and I'm so thankful to be on that road, still having experiences with God. Oh, man, not to hold you long this morning, but just to do a little reading this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, as we pray, Father God, we thank you. We come before you with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for another day. We look upon this day as another chance. Another chance in you to be better today than we was on yesterday. We thank you for how you kept us all night long. You protected us from hurt, harm, and danger, as danger was all around us, seen and unseen danger. So we pray and we ask you for forgiveness for the things that we know of, the things that we know not of. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. Truly the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for this season, this time, that you've given us, this time right now, even this very hour, our morning worship. We thank you for it. Then we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. We want to tell you we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just for a moment, let's look at Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter in Ecclesiastes. Let's just do a little reading. In the first verse, what about seasons? Seasons and time for seasons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's timing. Oh, thank you, Lord. He gives so much. Those are very familiar passages, but he gives so much in it. Ephesians is time God gives you. Hallelujah. That how you can enjoy being on earth. Hallelujah. Let you know how you can enjoy him, though he's in heaven and you're up on earth, and how he gives you time and how he gives you seasons. Let's look at this first verse. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. Praise the Lord. To expect unchanging happiness in a changing world. hallelujah. To expect unchanging happiness in a changing world. See, God is unchanging, but we continually to change, even in our government, even tissues, they promise one thing, but as soon as they elect it, they do another. Even in marriages, a lot of people do the honeymoon. They're trying to impress that individual. Oh, but as soon as the honeymoon is over and life sets in, hallelujah, then the trueness starts to come out. It starts to learn one another. Oh, hallelujah. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. To expect unchanging happiness in a changing world, we must end in disappointment. just like I told you, that time that you have, oh, praise the Lord, the time that you have to be with one another, to impress one another, that you may may partake of some happiness. But trueness comes about as time roll on and as seasons change. A time to be born, born into a new relationship. A time to be born and a time to die. Even it seems like sometimes relationships, they die. a time to be born is the beginning of it. And a time to be die is sometimes the drought period or the end of it. And a time to plant, God give us that time to plant, to bring ourselves in our state in life. It is our duty and wisdom in this world. God's whole plan for the government of the world would be found altogether wise, just, and good. Then let us seize the favorable opportunity for every good purpose and work. Well, a time to be born is the beginning, like I said, and a time to die is like a drought period, but there is also a time to plant. What are we planting? What are we planting in this time? What seeds are we dropping? Praise the Lord. Are we doing work for God in this time of planting? After he made the ground fertile, that we may plant seeds even in one another or even in a new Christian, a new convert, a time to plant. But it also is a time to pluck up that which has been planted. Oh, Lord, and a time to heal, but also I'm glad about it, is even in the killing, it's a time to heal. Sometimes it is a time that we have to, oh, hallelujah, we have to stand firm, hallelujah. And it's a time to heal that which we have stood firm on, and but also it's a time to break down, a time to build up. Sometimes this also can be tough love at times. Sometimes you have to set in order things that you may break up that ground when harvest time, when you're planting, you have to prepare that ground. Sometimes you have to repair relationships and break up stony hearts that a seed may be planted down in that. And then when that seed is planted down in that, a time to build it up, time to nourishment and get it prepared. And it also in that heart is a time to weep and a time to laugh to make the heart merry. But in that weeping, sometimes in your weeping, God can cleanse out your heart in that. Hallelujah. Cleans out a time to weep and a time to laugh. Praise the Lord. It's a time to, he gives us even a time to mourn, that we may go through mourning and a longing. Oh, hallelujah. Because sometimes this also is in that relationship, the death of a relationship, whether you're losing a loved one or losing a friend or parting with someone that they don't necessarily die, but you become distant from them. Hallelujah. And a build up and a time to weep and a time to laugh. And a time to mourn, but then even in that mourning, you find, oh, happiness coming through, and then it makes you want to dance. Hallelujah. Memories will make you want to dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hearing this, praise the Lord. And it's a time to born, and you put it all together, a time to be born. There's joy in that we have a new life coming in. We joy in it. Oh, but then when that new life, new relationship, even in our relationship with the Lord, when we feel like it has died, it feel like we have to be renewed again. When we renewed in the Lord, that's a time of planning. And then when we must seek after Him, it's like a time of it. Something has been plucked up. And so, you know what I'm saying? When I look for the Lord, when I usually find Him, He's not there. When I look for my right, where I usually see Him at, I don't see Him. And that's that plucking up time that had been planted. So He takes me through a killing. And also He takes me through a healing. Verse 3, a killing and a healing. And then He breaks me down. But He broke me down that He might build me up. Hallelujah. And even in verse 4, when I would weep, my heart would weep. In a time that after the weeping is over, I can give strength and build. After I've been built up, I remember that. And then I laugh. Then I go back into mourning. But then He gives me happiness. And I start to dance. Hallelujah. In that dance. And also He lets me know in verse 5, a time to cast away stones, hallelujah, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace. It also is a time that we may refrain from the invasion, embracing, praise the Lord. Oh, He also gives us that time to refrain from embracing. He gives us, verse 6, a time to get and a time to lose. Time to keep, time to cast away. Praise the Lord. Thank you for all these beautiful times, Lord. A time to win and a time to soar. Oh, hallelujah. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. See, sometimes we need to, it would be good that we just listen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can repair things just by listening. Sometimes someone calls you. They might need to just vent. they might need a good listener. Somebody would listen at them. And especially if that one, while he's listening, he's praying and asking the Lord to intervene or wanting a word from the Lord that He may help you. Hallelujah. A time to keep silent that I may listen all, but also a time that I must, after I heard from the Lord, I must speak. It's a time to speak. Oh, and also it's a time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And if I say we would hate anything, we would hate when we are in a bad relationship with the Lord. If we're going to hate anything, we would hate evil. We would hate the things that are displeasing to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So much it would drive us to war that we were able to stand up and fight for the things that God is pleased with. And also it brings us in after that war, a time of peace. Praise the Lord. What question is asked? What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he labor? What profit hath he that worketh in what he had labored? After labored all this, I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men, exercise in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God make it from beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, in this life that God gives us and he takes us through things, allows us to experience things. He allows us love. He allows joy. He allows happiness. He allows bitterness. Yeah, he does. He allows you to get irritated. He allows you to go through all these emotions, hallelujah, to let you see how up and down and how ever changing we are. But he lets you see that how much you need him, because he's just what he is, and there's not a need of a change in him. But we go through this life changing in and out, mad, sad, happy, glad, evil, vindictive, envious, hallelujah. But God shows us his way, hallelujah. But he gives us a time to be in our way. But what? What prophet hath he that worketh in that wherein he labored? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad that let us seize the favorable opportunity for every good purpose and work. The time to die is fast approaching. Thus labor and sorrow filled this world. Oh, hallelujah. It is given us that we may always have something to do. None wherewith sent into the world to be idle. You know, to be idle, we're with us. We were taught by Reverend Brian, you know, reminded by Reverend Brian, you know, we either grow or we wither away. So what are you doing with the time that he's giving you? The time that he's giving you that you may be, that you may flourish, that he has planted within you, even going through all this time that he's given us, these different seasons that he's giving you to every season and purpose for it. God, if you notice, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. You know, if you're going through something, he's teaching you patience. The time to keep still and know that he is God. And it is that he has made us and not we ourselves. Everything is as God made it, not as it appeared to us. We have the world so much in our heart. Listen, and we are so taken up with thoughts and cares of worldly things that we have neither time nor spirit to see God's hand in them. He tell you, he's always working it out. He's always speaking, but are we always listening? The world has not only gained possession of their heart, but has formed thoughts against the beauty of God's work. We mistake it all the time. We mistake it. We think we were born for ourselves, not as our business to do good in this life. But when we come to know the Lord and we see that we must be about our Heavenly Father's business, then we realize that we want the things of God. We want to trust in God. We want to know God for ourselves. He has made everything beautiful in his time. he created this world, and then he put us in it. Hallelujah. Then he sets up government. He sets up everything good, but the thing of it is, man gets into the thing and starts to twist it instead of to the ways of God, but to their own ways, and then it is messed up. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, but also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. No matter how much you have or don't have, God allow God blesses. God touches. God blows up our body. We cannot move, live if without the Lord. Whether you serve him or not, it is because of him we live, we move, and we have our being. It is because of him that this thing we call life is still going on because of him, because of the eternal one, because of the ancient of days, because of the Most High God, Jehovah, Elohim, hallelujah. Oh, Jehovah, hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, because of him that we are what we are because of him. And if we only would turn to him, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some might say, oh, God is all loving, all kind. God, understand, I got plenty of time. But he's also a just God. He's also a wise God. He's also high and lifted up. He's also one that is looking. Ellie used to tell me, he's looking and he's booking. He's writing down every action. He's writing down. He's let it be recorded the time he has spoke to you and tried to lead you to go this way or go that way. Try to guide you, even giving you time and space to repent, also giving you time to have your own affairs separate from him. But then also we bring you into the knowledge that you must get about your father's business. Hallelujah. Then that time starts to change. Hallelujah. Time that you had is starting to get even shorter, and the work that you should have been doing for him now is starting to unfold. Hallelujah. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Praise the Lord, that which has been is now, and that which is be hath already been. And God required that which is. Hallelujah. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness and iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We mistake. We think we were born for ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. But we were born for God. Hallelujah. We were born. Oh, hallelujah. God came to reconcile himself back to the world. And to, Jesus came to restore, hallelujah, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Came that he would redeem us. Hallelujah. We are the redeemed, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We should redeem the time. Oh, sanctification with divine providence. Hallelujah. Is having faith that we all things work together for good to them that love him. God doeth all that men should fear before him. Oh, thank you, the world, and it has been, is, and will be. There has no change befallen us, nor has any temptation by it taken us, but such as is common to man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, God has laid it all out for us. And one thing about it, he knows just what time it is and what time we are in our life. He knows how much time we have left. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's good that we get to know him and get to follow him and get in a communication with him where God can speak to you, where God can communicate with you. So you'll know when he's speaking to you. So you know which way to go. You know what to say. You know when to speak and when not to speak. Hallelujah. Can you recognize his voice? Praise the Lord. This is all I have for you today. I pray that it's been a blessing to someone. Thank you. Knowing God's time. Hallelujah. Knowing God's time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Amy, for these nuggets. He's always right on time. God bless you. She says here, a faithful servant. We grow strong when we serve the Lord. You write about it. If anyone serves, why should do so with the strength God provides, so that all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. Joshua 14. Praise the Lord. First Peter as well. Thank you, Lord. If anyone, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. We may praise him for the strength he's given us. Hallelujah. The strength he's given us, even give us the strength to walk. It is not we ourselves that walk is straight and narrow, but it is the strength and the grace of God that how he keeps us, how he keeps us delivered, how he keeps us, oh, praise the Lord, in reaching out to others. We rely not on ourselves, but on the strength of our God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. A faithful servant you give us. We grow strong when we serve the Lord. Yes. Somebody say serving the Lord will pay off after a while, but I also add to that, serving the Lord is paying off now. And we think it's paying off now. Look at the benefits when you try to do right. Hallelujah. Think about you may not see something automatic, but know that God is looking and is looking. God will remember. Hallelujah. Let him remember good deeds about you. Hallelujah. When he remember you. Hallelujah. Let him remember. Hallelujah. How you tried to do the right thing. Let him remember how you tried to be pleasing. Let him remember you tried to keep his statutes. Hallelujah. His precepts, his laws. Hallelujah. Let him remember how you try to govern yourselves. Hallelujah. And not go too far, but you govern yourself by the word of the Lord, not by what men say, but you read the word, you studied the word, and that you might know one scripture, you might know two scriptures, but the scriptures that you know, you try to keep them. Praise the Lord. Let him remember that about you. God, a faithful servant. I hear you, ain't a faithful servant. Thank you, Lord. She also gave us beautiful unity. Beautiful unity. We keep unity by being united in the Spirit. We keep unity by being united in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. Ephesians 4:1-6. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:3. Let me read that one more time. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Oh, hallelujah. We need that peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Know when constructive criticism is a good thing. A time to be firm. Hallelujah. A time to, you can still be firm, but still do it by the love of God. Even in correction, let God do it through you in love. Hallelujah. That peace may abound, that the grace of God may be seen. We keep unity by being united in the Spirit. Continue to be in God's Spirit and be on one accord with one another. So when God gives you a time to be silent, you may pray and listen. But also when he gives you a time to speak, speak with that loved one or that individual with love, with the love of God. Hallelujah. That in our every effort to keep a unity, let it be through the Spirit with the bonds of peace. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, help me to grow in gentleness and patience toward others. Show me how to love others, even when we may have differences. You can agree to disagree, despite our differences. As members of the family of God, we have been reconciled to Him through love, through the death of our Savior, reconciled to each other through the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you, Lord. So we thank God. There'll be a pusher of the one button. You can push the one button now to say, I need prayer, or to say, help me understand a little bit something else in the lesson. Maybe some have been missed or misunderstood. Now is the time of some may just want to say, tell God, thank you. Oh, I love you. Thank you for another day. Or just want prayer. We here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We here. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Reverend Henry?
Yes, sir.
I ain't got a hand up, but I want to play a song.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelley John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
She said, I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Feel like crazy. That's all right, brother. That's all right. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I still have no pushes of the one button, Reverend Aaron.
Okay, praise the Lord. We'll push on then.
Yes,
we thank the Lord. Yes, sir.
We good. Go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord. I thought maybe you had something on your heart. Are you going to say something?
Well, I do. I hadn't just prayed for the sick and the shut in, you know, people just pray for the world as a whole, Reverend Heron. You know,
yes,
me as well, but pray for the world as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Good.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so we'll do that. We thank God. I always like to thank him because it helps me remember what he has already done. You know, sometimes people, they need faith. Their faith needs to grow lately. So when they ask, expect God to hear and receive and do something about their situation. Be happy about it, knowing that we can talk to our Father and things can change. We can talk to the Lord and he will feel like, man, we know that by faith he hears us, and by grace and mercy he answers. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, by faith. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, by grace. Through our faith, we thank him. In the name of Jesus, as we go to God in prayer, Father God, we thank you. Oh, for every situation, every season, every time that you've given us up under these heavens, we say thank you. Thank you for, Lord, last night laying down. As we lay down in faith, oh, hallelujah. We woke up in reality. Hallelujah. As we lay down, hoping with hope in our hearts, expecting, Lord, you made it come to pass, we say thank you. We are so reminded over and over how you have blessed us. Gives us the assurance, hallelujah, that you're still listening, that you still communicate with us, to let us know that maybe weak, weary, in the state of, maybe weak by a sickness, whether physical or spiritual, maybe weak, Father. But we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your time that you've given us, that we would come to you and ask, Father, that you would heal us, Father, that you would strengthen us, that you would keep your arms of protection around us. Those that are would have affliction, we ask healing, oh, Father, whether they be inflicted in the mind or the body or even the spirit or the soul, help us, Father. Renew, repair, restore in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your healing, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for considering us, looking our way, and helping us, Father God, with a brighter day, shining your light of love, your light of righteousness, your light of forgiveness, your light of mercy. Oh, unmerited favor that you look our way, that you would consider us. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us strength. Hallelujah. Those that are weak, build them up. Those that are torn down, lift them up, Father God. Thank you, Father, that you have planted in us. Bless us. Nourish us, Father, that we may. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that when the sword comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father God, that when you come looking, you'll find that you planted in us. We have allowed it to flourish in us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the faith, Father. Grow our faith that we may know, hallelujah, still in the blessing business, that we may know and realize it, Father. We say thank you. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity that we ask of you. We ask you blessings upon each and every one, each and every heart, each and every home. In the name of Jesus, thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And thank you in advance of what you're going to do. Thank you, Father, for the way that you're going to make. We say thank you, and we love you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message and the messenger today. Thank you for, oh, Father, this time you're giving us. Hallelujah, this time and this season. Bless us to be fruitful in this time and this season. Bless us to be about the Father's business in this season. In Jesus' name, blessings upon everyone connected to God's plan, your plan, not only the broadcast, but your plan as a broad, your way, your salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you in Jesus' name. I want to tell you we love you. Continue. Bless and Martha that you've given to us. Keep her in thy care, Father God. Oh, touch her heart, even the desires of her heart. Oh, bless her family in Jesus' name. Bless Brother Nutty. Continue to keep him in Jesus' name. Thank you for his work and his strength. And keep on strengthening him. Give him strength. Hallelujah. Continue to allow his heart to love. God in love and Jesus. Bless Brother D wherever he may be. Keep him, Brother Tim. Oh, hallelujah. Sister Mary. Thank you, Lord, for all that are going forth to do thy will, thy way. In Jesus' name, bless you and Brian. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you all. In Jesus' name, bless Brother Willie Dog. Bless him to, hallelujah, the things you have for him, bless him. In Jesus' name, strengthen him. With all these blessings we ask in Jesus' name, we do pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you wanna know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. The grace of God. God's grace. God's grace. It was God's grace. It's amazing grace. I made it this far. By the grace. For how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace. favor, God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did. By the grace of God. I remember the time when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. Look back.